So I had a friend call me. They were so inspired by my shroom talk at the last episode that we had. And they called me and told me that they're going to do shrooms today, this very day. This very day that we're recording the Moon Man Saga, they're going to do shrooms.
It's true. I did hear the call and I was like, man, what do you entice to do this? He's like, no, I didn't entice anybody. He did it on his own. And I'm like, sure.
You know,
but now that you said that someone called you and inspired him, we're glad to make a difference. So,
you know what's fucked up is when people recognize you as a shroom expert and they call for you for tips. So I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or I should take that as a negative towards my being of who I am.
I don't know, man. I mean, at least you're an expert in something. That dude don't know shit.
Yeah, so
anywho, besides the point of that.
So do you know why we're calling this episode the Moon Man Saga?
Because it's gonna be about trippy shit.
Because it is fucking trippy, yes. And in the background, you're probably hearing some trippy shit going on right now. Eventually, you're going to hear some tracks from trippy artists. We might put one of yours, but I don't know if the public is ready for that shit.
Not yet, man. Not yet. I got to ease you into it, man. You know what it is?
It's kind of like before you go to bed, you pray to Charles Manson every night.
Pray to him that he does not appear under your bed.
Yeah.
It's Helter Skelter on that shit. You don't want that.
It's not too soon to talk about Helter Skelter, is it?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't know. There might be some people out there, but yeah. I don't want to turn anybody that's not into it. I mean, you just did get a guy into mushrooms. Who probably never had done them in his life just by mentioning.
You know what's the trick to getting people to do things that you want them to do?
What?
You just repeat shit over and over again to them.
Just dropping it in there.
Moon Man Saga.
There you go.
Just keep talking. Huh? You just say whatever you want to say and just once in a while.
So how was your day today, man? Moon Man Saga.
Yeah, Moon Man Saga. That was all right, man. As you know, but sometimes you just have to control yourself, not smacking in the face, Moon Man Saga. And then you have to actually be productive in your day so you get your work done, Moon Man Saga. And
so on and so forth.
And so that way when you go home, you're relaxed.
Nobody can touch you. Nobody.
Don't you?
to talk about certain things, especially with MTV coming out with Catfish episodes coming out new.
For those of you guys out there and gals as
yes,
well.
Please explain thirst traps.
Yes. Thirst trapping, the art of the female posting up a picture that is a bit enticing. What do I mean by enticing? Okay, let's say you take a shot saying that, hey, look, I just did my hair, and there's like a quarter inch of your tip showing. All the cleave is right there. You're out to show some cleave. Why? Because you want attention. Thing is that you put it out there because you want attention in a subtle way. So you put, hey, look, I just did my hair. Bam, cleavage.
I just did what? The dishes today. I'm so productive. Here's a shot of my ass.
It's like, oh, look, I got new socks. And then like your socks are barely visible and like your ass crack is showing. Now, what a thirst trap is besides that is like guys will automatically flock.
So you're trying to say that cleavage and ass, hiding it as something innocent.
Yes.
To get multiple compliments. And then to pretend as though they are highly offended when someone points it out.
A quarter of a freaking picture dedicated to your hair and like three quarters dedicated to your boobs. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying for all the dudes out there, watch out for that shit. That's just a trap.
And I'm just saying that, ladies, if you're gonna post that ratchet shit up, don't be offended when someone points it out that they can see your boobs or see your ass and make a compliment towards it. Actually, accept the compliment.
Embrace
the compliment.
Because you put it out there to begin with.
You put out, if anything, they're just saying how wonderful your ass and boobs are.
They are thanking your mother and your father for the genes you have got.
They're thanking the Lord for putting such a wonderful specimen on this earth.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
That's the one.
And Jesus.
Jesus.
And Jesus peace.
But I'm trying to warn the dudes out there is like, because they want to go and they're going like, damn girl, you gorgeous. Dude, her face ain't even in the picture. At least be honest, be like, damn, sexy. Okay, cool, sexy, whatever. These things are just meant to look, make you look thirsty. So when it gets to a point, that chick is gonna go behind your back and tell all her friends, dude, that guy's thirsty. He's sweating my pictures. He's commenting on every picture. Hence a thirst trap. If a girl takes all these pictures but don't pay you no damn mind, why do you think that is? It's a thirst trap. It's only for her own ego. Do not fall into it. Unless you are indeed thirsty.
The thirst trap is real. I need to call it on. I need to make it known. Another one, Capricorn, Capricorn, dancing on, all alone, dancing like the things you like.
Maybe it's cause she into Leos and I was in the trios. For all the trips to Rio, couldn't help, it's getting cold. Better bring your ski clothes, peeking through the keyhole. The door locked by myself, and I'm feeling it right now. Cause it's the time when my heart got shot down. Champagne, cranberry, vodka. Feeling lied to like parents never said you could doctor. You feel it's like Zulu and nothing is a shocker. I hit her with Jamaican dick. I'm the new Shabba. She looking for a daddy. Call me Big Papa. On to the next saga. Focus on the future and let the crew knock a Star Wars fur. Yeah, I'm rocking Chewbacca. The one chief rocker, number one chief rocker.
motherfucker.
Hell no, man. They're gonna get Paladin on your ass.
Shit just got real, son.
It did get real.
We're talking about kids with mullets now.
We are.
Little baby kids with mullets.
And listening to Wu-Tang from the early on.
On tricycles and shit. They got 20 spinning on that motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
They got little fucking horns on the front.
And they got sounds in that shit. They dragging it though on the radio flyers.
They got a gold plated seat. They got the cans in silver dragging on the back. And it tilting sideways, so you gotta tilt sideways on a tricycle.
With long ass socks, man. You cannot do that look without the socks.
There was actually a kid at my nephew's birthday with mullet.
He did have a mullet. I kept pointing
it
out.
He had a mini mullet.
I was like, oh my god, man, I wanna shave that fucking thing so bad.
I wanted to fucking take pictures with that shit. But that's just me.
I'll kinda like look at this thing.
No, I'm not kinda like look at this thing, like admire this shit. It's with me. It has become one with me.
It is his power animal, that mullet.
Yeah, I want to get philosophical with you right now.
All
right,
man, go ahead.
We talked about the thirst trap, but I want to move past that.
All right, so you want to get a little bit more in the deeper sense of the human sense?
I want to get deep in within the loins of Tank.
And all right, see, that right there sounded very wrong.
Deep in the loins of what Tank is all about.
That's horrible.
Have you heard of prison? It's your government spying on you in every way, shape, or form possible. Without actually having a person in your home with you, tucking you in a bed.
And feeding you either.
And justifying it and saying that because we have to be careful about those that want to harm us. When, if you live in Chicago, you hear shit like that, you're like, hey, motherfucker, every time I go outside, motherfuckers are trying to harm me.
Exactly.
When all we see is violence and crime and war outside of our fucking windows every night.
Anybody here that wants to say, okay, I'm cool with this happening for our own security, why don't you leave your phone open so your girlfriend can go through it or your boyfriend can go through it?
And don't get it twisted. Even though we're in Chicago and there's so much fucking violence, I still believe America is one of, if not the greatest countries in the world. Simply because if you look at other countries, I'll give you Mexico, perfect example. You're always fearful that your family is going to be abducted, your wife is going to be abducted, your kids.
Shit, man, Colombia, Brazil.
Yourself. Dude. You're going to, yeah. You're always picturing those things if you live in those countries and if you live overseas too. And at least we have the luxury here to walk around fat as hell with our iPads, eating McDonald's freely and...
And you don't have to worry about somebody trying to fucking abduct you for fucking like ransom money.
Yeah, and it does happen here. It's not a common thing. Like Jose Luis down the block. Oh, what happened to him? Oh, he got abducted.
Yeah. No. But it is more common in other countries than here.
And so when people want to ignorantly defend what our government does with us by saying that, oh, it's America, if you don't like it, fucking leave. I see that in the same aspect as if a person was working at Wendy's and they become so enamored with the thought that they work at Wendy's that they protect Wendy's. If Wendy's started putting rat poison in their burgers, there's some people out there that love Wendy's so much and they would be like, oh. Well,
that's okay.
Well, yeah, Wendy's is cleaning up their act. They're fine.
They're fine.
You know, if you don't like Wendy's, you know, fucking go to McDonald's. But leave Wendy's alone for me and my people. We love Wendy's.
We fucking love that rat poison. Right.
And if you work in that corporation, eventually you're going to protect that corporation because you're so brainwashed. Even though you don't own it, even though it's not yours, you defend it. You exactly. defend it so much. Even though in your heart, in your will, if it was explained to you differently, you probably would be like, nope. Oh, that's really fucked up. I can't believe that shit.
Right.
Because people are so brainwashed here, they defend that shit to the heart.
It is in every constitution, or specifically in this one. It is for the people, by the people, you know, for the interests of ours.
It was founded on that. Now it's a corporation.
Right.
When you think of America and you think of policies that are in place and how things just are passed by law just to benefit the government, it's basically a corporation. It's not someone that's working for you, that's working to benefit your community, that's working to benefit the society. It's a corporation that's surviving and passing rules to maintain its stature.
I mean, when's the last time you got a tax break? But what about the corporations and all these? Or maybe you don't see it because obviously the news, you know, mainstream media will not show these type of things. But it is very real. They are spying on you. They are spying on your things. Let's say not you specifically, but they...
No, let's say me specifically.
All right, let's say you specifically.
You know what they would see? They would see me watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
Me on allhiphop.com.
Yep.
Me watching YouTube videos.
Right.
Watching some more porn.
Right.
Maybe looking at some basketball scores while the playoffs were going on.
Back to porn.
So by all means, government, if you're watching me, I hope you're enjoying the same porn that I watch. It's not any weird shit. It's classy shit.
what you made, God. Not many I trust, I'ma go my own way, God. Take my fate to wherever you want, I'm out here on my son, won't stop till I get me some. Club hopping, tryna get me some. Bad bitches wanna get me sprung. Early in the morning, I'm waking, baking, drinking, contemplating. Ain't no such thing as Satan. Evil is what you make it. Thank the Lord for that burning bush, that big body Benz I was born to push. On my way, I'm burning kush. Nigga, don't be worried about us. Neighbors knocking on the door, asking can we turn it down. I say ain't no music on, she said no, that weed is loud. Nigga, we ballin', straight swaggin', lost heart, but I'm maintaining. I've been told that I'm amazing. Make sure to keep that fire blazing. We living.
I need slow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I need
you slow.
Who gon' hold me down now?
I wanna get higher.
Whoa.
I wanna get higher. Need it to get by.
Whoa, man.
Can you get me higher? I wanna get higher. I wanna get higher. Need it to get by. Can you get me higher?
This what you made, God. This what you made, God. This what you made, God. This what you made. This what you made, God. This what you made, God. This what you made.
Let me tell you about my month, y'all. In the shop and I had a ball. I had the ball for therapy. My strength don't think that helps at all. Whatever. That man ain't wearing these leather pants. I diagnosed my damn self. These damn pills ain't working, fam. In my spare time, punching walls, fucking up my hand. I know that shit sounds super great, but if you had my life, you'd understand. But I can't fold. Some poor soul got it way worse. We're all troubled in the world in trouble. It's scary to have a kid walk this earth. I'm what you made, God. Fuck, yes, I'm so odd. Think about all my old friends who were my friends all along. When it rains, it pours. Whiskey bottles on the seats and floors. Every day the fire stays a chore. Mr. Dream with no exit doors.
You're a walking fucking piece of art.
I am. It's like, yeah. Oh shit, look at him. No, wait, somebody actually fuck with that.
Jesus put together a not so magnificent train wreck.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm a walking train wreck. That is cool to look at because you think it's modern art. Cool. Yeah. So
you're like a fucking Picasso piece walking around.
I am. Even my mom said it's like, oh, you look like such a beautiful painting.
You sort of look like the Mona Lisa.
Do
if
I?
If you were to shave all your facial hair and make a sideways tilting selfie, you would look like you're posing as the Mona Lisa.
And then like goodbye horses.
Fucking bored, man. Bored is the first step on the road to relapse. Oh.
Song playing in the background of Silence of the Lambs while the guy has the mangina on.
Who doesn't pose in front of the mirror at least once in their life with a mangina?
Not me. I'm fucked up, but I don't do that.
People worship these idols till they come in contact with God. Hoses all my disciples, you get mind fucked with these broads. Life is just a recital, better remember all that you practice. When I die, throw a couple bad bitches in my casket. Whoa, think it's time for a revolution. Me and my dogs about to start a riot. Still they sleeping, bet I'm eating. You and your people are on a diet. Tim Allen off Home Improvement. Intelligent, but we going stupid. This new shit, hit the strip club, see some hoes that I went to school with. Out in London like Lennox Lewis. Bitch looking like Farrah Fawcett. I'm just trying to make better music. Get this money, share the profits. Now this class getting led by students. Smoke weed, get head while I do it. Started out under the ground. They didn't fuck with me, now they all coming around. Woo! money, I'm hunting it down, planting the seeds, working it, watching it grow. I got so many ways I could make money, I'll always be straight, I just thought you should know. Been on my grind, taking what's mine, I got my eyes on the throne. I'ma be fine no matter the time, we all go along with the show. Yeah.
That girl beautiful, she already introduced me. She had you got a night, now I bet you go. That's why I'm in the building, baby, give it to me. Now you watching movies. Looking at my life is like you watching movies. Looking at my life is like you watching movies. Looking at my life is like you watching movies.
People worship these idols till they come in contact with gods. Hoes is all my disciples. You get mind fucked with these broads. Life is just a recital. Better remember all that you practice. When I die, throw a couple bad bitches in my casket. Whoa. Fuck a day job, fuck a day job. Got your bitch in just a tank top. Getting paid, roll my face off. Bitch, you bank fraud, Bernie Madoff. Educate y'all, then erase y'all. LL Cool J without the Kango. I don't see none of the stunt. Wish you the best, I'ma just light up this blunt. This bitch love me long time, don't know why she wouldn't. Send my deco in the Heisman, yeah, I'm Charles Woodson. Couple million off a tour, that's a lot of bookings. My bitch is gorgeous looking, imported from the shore of Brooklyn. Coming from out of the bird, bitch, I'm absurd. Fuck you up, hope you insured. Hating, I'll give you just what you deserve, that's my word. Put it on all that I'm worth. Been on my grind, taking what's mine, I got my eyes on the throne. I'ma be fine no matter the time, we all go along with the show. Yo.
So somebody introduce me. She had you got a night, now I bet you groovy. That's somebody in the building, baby, give it to me. I see you staring at me like you in the movies.
Now you watching movies.
Looking at my life is like you watching movies.
Looking at my life is like you watching movies.
Looking at my life is like you watching movies.
You saw Yeezus, the new album by Kanye West. You saw that he named his kid Northwest.
Northwest.
And you heard some of the album. For everyone that doesn't know you, you're not the biggest Kanye West fan.
I'm not.
To begin with. But you actually heard the album, and I want you to explain a little bit what you thought about the album.
Honestly, I would say he sounds really fucking angry. But then again, when does he? It sounds pretty honest coming from him. I did enjoy it. I'm not gonna lie. Where talent is due, he's a very talented man.
Yeah, I think Kanye's whole album was him saying, fuck you, I do what I want.
However, I mean, again, with everything and everyone that has an ego, the only thing that's detrimental to him is his ego. But if it wasn't for that, man, if he could just, like,
you want,
like, the man of hip-hop and shit.
You want him to be a modest producer.
Not modest. I mean, obviously...
You want him to build some more modesty?
I mean, just don't be a fucking dick. That's all.
What's wrong with being a dick?
What's wrong with being a dick? Weren't we just complaining about people being dicks?
No, we're complaining about stupidity. We're complaining about...
Well, there's a lot of stupid dicks out there. Well, there you go.
Those are two different categories.
All right,
fine. Two different categories. Stupidity and being a dick are two different categories.
All right, fine. Let's say your boss was a dick. How good would you be with that?
Now, this isn't my boss.
Just made on boss.
This is an artist, right?
All
right,
cool.
This is an artist that's not influencing my life in any way, which...
Obviously it does, because music influences you. Everyone, actually.
Not to the point where if he's a dick, it ruins my day.
But does it change your perception?
If anything, I find it funny that people get so upset that he's a dick.
You see him with your wife. What's up, Tony? Hey, man, how's everything going, brother? Oh, just taking it easy, hanging out with the old lady. All right, God bless you. Take it easy now. All right. Be like, that nigga ain't like that. You see him by himself. What's up, Tony? Hey, where's the bitches at, nigga? Where's the bitches?
Yeah, give me my space. Lord, ain't enough time to chase all these dreams. I mean, I got no time to wait. Love my girl, but I told her straight up, don't wait up. Stumble home late, I'm drunk, we fucked and made up. Used to living free as a bird, but now I'm laid up. Feeling like a nigga got handcuffs on. How the fuck did my life become a damn love song? She ride for a nigga and she stand up for him. But a nigga won't be a nigga, be a nigga.
Ride through the streets with freaks and real niggas. Should never understand what it's like to be a man, knowing when you look inside yourself, you see a nigga. And you don't wanna let her down, but you too young for the settle down. And maybe you could thug it out, learn what it's love about, when you can't live with her and you can't live without. Oh shit, goddamn, I think the devil got his hands on me. Stripper saying, baby, won't you throw them bands on me? And I came to spin, she pop a molly, let the motherfucking games begin. I'm running.
Run away, run away, run away, run away. I'm holding on desperately. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I'm holding on.
When it's all said and done, everybody dies. And this life ain't no happy endings. Only pure beginnings, followed by years of sinning and fake repentance. The preacher say that we were made in image of law, to which I replied, are you sure? Even the murderer, even the whore, even the nigga running through bitches on tour, with a good girl at home folding clothes and shit. She losing faith in him and he knows the shit. Like what the fuck is a break? Don't know how much I can take no more. I give you all I got till it ain't no more. No more tears, it's been 10 long years damn near. I don't know if I can wait no more. And who could blame her? You complain about every time you out, you come back, she pout, sleeping back to back. This is whack, we bout to go platinum, and I'm in the crib acting out my childhood fantasies of wife and home. But it's a whole lot of actresses I like to bone. And despite the rumors, you hold out on account of your guilt, and she has got to spend her nights alone. And she ride or die like Eve and them, make home cooked meals every evening. And even in your lowest days, when you're no longer Superman, at least you know you got Lois Lane. But you run away, run away, run away, run away. Holding on desperately. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I'm holding on. Yeah. Unbelievable. Seen evil that not even Knievel know. At age 3, I knew this world was 3 below. Listen, even though my ego low achieved the unachievable, imagine if my confidence was halfway decent, yo. This just in, fuck more bitches than Bieber though. Still I keep it low, got my niggas on a need to know basis. My manager back in the days was racist. I was a young boy passing skates and tucking laces. Old perverted white man who told me Jermaine, it's all pink on the inside, fuck what color they faces. Wise words from an indecent man made me reflect on the times when we was 3/5 of them and chains and powerless. Brave souls reduced to cowardice, slaving in the baking sun for hours just to see the master creeping to the shack where your lady at. 9 months later, got a baby that's not quite what you expected, but you refuse to neglect it, cause you know your wife, he love you, thus you refuse to accept it. That's the type shit that turn my granny light skin. Rich white man rule the nation still. Only difference is we all slaves now, the chains concealed in our thoughts. If I follow my heart to save myself, could I run away from 50 mil like Dave Chappelle? You know, run away, run away, run away, run away. I'm holding on desperately. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I'm holding on.
To talk to you about when bitches get flaky, when they get flaky online and they be posting shit that makes you just want to punch your baby in the balls.
In the balls. Look at that fellow down there. He's like, hey, look at me. I'm right here by a panty line. Oh, man, I just want things, you know?
So my favorite thing about going online every day when I have nothing whatsoever to fucking do.
Midget porn.
Actually, watching people and watching them self-destroy and self-destruct is the most entertaining thing next to any type of reality TV show you could even think about. It's also kind of unique when a person that goes to church every weekend is the most judgmental person in your timeline or whatever the fuck newsfeed.
I know, you know what? Funny thing, you should bring that up because I do see that a lot. I do see this person always quoting. And it's like, well, this person shouldn't do this. This person shouldn't do that. Why are they doing this? This is blah, blah, blah. This is that. Like, shut up, man. I mean, this is like, your job to tell them how to do their thing or not. And then, to top it off, you do some of the worst shit that I've seen in my life.
Exactly. You shut the fuck up. You shut your mouth, you fucking dirty whore.
Jesus is probably crying somewhere. Not Jesus, but some guy named Jesus. He probably got broken up.
Some guy that mowed their lawn, or some guy that sold them oranges over the weekend. He's weeping.
He is weeping because...
Jesus weeps because the dirty whore that bought tacos last week. Yeah, and if this isn't you, then this shit shouldn't offend you at all. God damn it, I need more whiskey.
He needs more whiskey. Yeah.
But I once you get started, once the whiskey touches your lips and goes into your system,
it has to be done.
The whiskey takes over. It just has a mind of its own. It goes into your brain structure, and it makes you want to just smack people in the face.
It does. Hopefully not me, though, because I'm pretty close.
No, you're not. You're a fucking Mona Lisa. We already discussed that.
Yeah, right? We don't fuck with the Mona Lisa. You think about that.
All right, right.
That shit's in museums.
I never gave a fuck. I never gave a fuck about what niggas thought about me. I mean, I did, but like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? You gon' love me, man. You gon' love me, man.
They can't comprehend. I even come close to understanding him. I guess if I was born, they would love me more. Guess if I was simple in the mind, everything would be fine. Maybe if I was a jerk to girls, instead of being nice and speaking kind words, then maybe it would be okay to say then I wasn't a good guy to begin with. But my mind is all
crazy, 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 crazy.
They got me thinking I ain't human, like I came from
above, 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 above.
Feeling like an airplane in the sky, but then they say I'm
crazy, 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 crazy.
They got me thinking I ain't human, like I came from
above, 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 above.
Feeling like a bird sitting high, high.
I'll be that man on the moon. I'm that man on the moon, and I'ma do what I do, so do you, hey. I'll be posted with my blood in a room, I do. I'm that man on the moon. I'm up, up on the moon.
It's like I would play all my stuff for everybody, you know, and all my people would give me feedback, you know, and they'd be like, yo, why your shit sounds so different? You know what I'm saying? Why your shit like on another level? Why does it sound so different? Like that's a bad thing. And I'd be like, why not, nigga?
Close my eyes, high in the dark. It's a curtain call. Come on, come on. All I do is try to make it simple. The ones that make it complicated never get congratulated. I'm something different, all aspects. Don't want a woman just to love her assets. I still wipe her up, even with her flat chest. The type to get hurt, but that's a past tense. My mind is on
hazy, 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 hazy.
I be thinking that I'm wrong, cause they used to call me
lame, 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 lame.
My swag was a little different, but then my mind is
hazy, 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 hazy.
I be thinking that I'm wrong, but they don't want to
play, 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 play.
I got the last laugh, nigga, nigga, nigga.
I be that man on the moon. I'm that man on the moon, and I'ma do what I do, so do you, hey, hey. I be posted with my blood in a room, I do. I'm that man on the moon. I'm up, up on the moon.
Hello.
Hello.
Here we have on the line the SRNC spokesman. What is your name, stupid?
What?
Who are you? Why are you calling this number?
What is that? I mean, I thought that the Americans were supposed to be the most sophisticated. I'm kind of, what is that?
Please tell me how you bounce the ball and you put it in the basket.
How you bounce the ball and put it in the basket?
Yeah. I want to hear how you Americans put the ball into the basket and how you pat each other in the bottom.
Is it like a thing where you just go ahead and I'm going to give somebody a pat on the back? Is it something that, you know, excites you?
Sometimes.
Stupid Americans.
Yeah, do you like soccer?
Nah.
Not a lot, okay, sometimes. But what are you calling them? Yeah, stupid.
What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Dusty from My Son and See. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
We're doing good, man. And we're going to have you on the line because we want you to be our resident sports guy and tell us what's going on in the world of sports. Why you crack your fucking neck. Thank you. We have on the line Jesse from SRNC, who's going to be our resident sports guy. He's going to come on.
Enlighten.
How dumb can you be, though? Seriously, come on, guys. This dude just got a contract extension. One, he just had a baby. Two, he went and fucked up his life. He can't have, like, millions of dollars in the bank. Why the fuck would you want to kill somebody? Man. And then to make it worse, he rents a car, chews gum, and then spits it on his dude's face. Like, are you really that smart? You think you're not going to get caught?
Well, you know what? Everybody kind of went along the lines of, like, O.J. Simpson. So they thought that, like, all right, you know what? I'm famous. By the way, I'm not saying O.J. did it. I mean, the killers might still be out there. But the thing is...
Yeah, it's all fair, right? And it's not like he just, like, shot dude and... He shot dude, threw him out the car, shot him again, and then just dumped his body.
Allegedly.
And he's burned the body. You know,
we gotta say alleged.
Something.
He allegedly did all this.
They're gonna be like, oh, these guys over
okay,
here.
He allegedly did. That's what he allegedly
yeah.
did.
Yeah. After we fucking went on a tirade about drugs and shrooms and about a friend calling me, telling me that they're going to do shrooms today, we have to be responsible journalists and we have to say allegedly.
At the very least.
Yes.
At the very least, I guess you're right.
We have some morals and some standards.
It's
so
true.
You guys are doing shrooms and you guys didn't invite me?
No, we're not doing shrooms right now. That was last show. Where if no one caught that, we're actually under the influence while recording. So
we can at least roll up the joint.
Nah, well,
joint?
Who says we're not?
We're dropping a joint in next year or something because we're dropping a new rap album.
Shut the fuck up, bro. That was horrible.
It was.
Yeah, so what else is going on? So today's the actual NBA draft, right? So who did the Bulls draft?
Tony Snell from New Mexico. He's a small forward. I mean, they already got Luol Deng. They already got Jimmy Butler. He can drive. I don't know.
He could drive a Ford Focus.
He's not gonna put it over the top. He's not gonna get us happy.
Just to let you know, I took like a whole shot right now of whiskey.
That is fucking nasty, bro.
How is that nasty? I did it and you're fucking on air and you disrespect me?
Oh man, he gonna cut you next time.
I'm just being honest with you, bro. Drinking a straight shot of whiskey, that's pretty disgusting.
That's called living.
That, I think that would make me puke.
And right. Here is the debut and finale of SRNC's Jesse.
Yeah, so also I wanted to take the time for you to maybe update everyone that's listening about what SRNC is going to be doing in the near and up and coming future.
Well, this is what the plans are, guys. We're gonna be working on the site coming soon. Hopefully we'll have everything up and running within the next 3 to 4 weeks. We're also working with this young cat right now named Jose Spitz.
Man, are you eating right now as we're recording? This is the second most unprofessional shit I've heard in my whole goddamn career. You!
Me?
Yeah. What are you doing? You watching porn?
I've been eating at 10 o'clock at night.
I have no idea.
Do I look like I'm fat?
Either sounds like you. Either sounds like you eating or you tugging away at the one-eyed monster.
Whoa! Are you doing that?
Whoa!
I hear either food, chewing.
I just took my dog to the backyard. Is that okay?
But tank.
Dude, I swear to God, it doesn't sound like it, man. That don't sound like nobody's walking no dog. If you know what I mean.
Hey, that's what you call it, bro. That's on you.
Hey.
That's cool. So you guys are actually going to put up a new site for SR. Is it going to be srcmusic.com?
Yes, it is.
All right, and you're going to have a new fancy layout compared to modern notoriety? Because I'd be seeing Oscar posting that shit up every fucking day that they're going to have a new layout.
Yeah, we're actually going to get a new layout, though. You know, we're not just
going to
post that we're
going to
get a new layout.
Oh, we're actually going to do it.
Layout.
Okay. Yeah. There's a big difference.
You guys already started the SRNC radio?
We did. We tried our best to fuck shit up, but I guess it didn't work.
Yeah. This is the beginning.
Yeah, it's just the beginning. It's just two shows. Scheme could say, fuck you guys, you ain't doing a show anymore. So why don't you tell people where they can find you and your role in SRNC?
My role
in
SRNC, I guess I'm the COO of SRNC. And you can find me at Jesse_SRNC. My email is Jesse@SRNCmusic.com. If you have any questions, just hit me up on email and I'd be happy to... answer your questions. That's it for now, guys. It was a pleasure speaking to everyone. We'll be doing this very soon.
All right, man. You have easy good night.
All right, man. Hey, you know what? And thank you for clarifying that whole walking the dog thing. We really did think you were eating and masturbating at the same time.
Alright, fellas, I'm out.
Alright, peace out, Joe.
And that was Jesse's very last...
the very last time he will be on the show.
The very last appearance for that asshole to be in our show.
And his dog.
And his dog. And his masturbated eating ways.
Oh, okay. Can I give out my Twitter since I have a Twitter?
Oh, you have a Twitter now.
I have a Twitter, so if awesome. Anybody wants to follow me...
Anyone wants to follow Tank on Twitter?
Yeah, you know. Actually, you can find me on Twitter.
Twitter.
At Twitter. At that, which would be D-A-T underscore Tank, T-A-N-K underscore T-H-O. Dope. So there you go. You can follow me on that.
That Tank,
if
though.
If you'd like. I'm not forcing you to. So.
And tell them where else they can find you. They can also find you on singlechristians.com.
Yeah, you know what? That is a great site to go to be able to find people that have the same interests as you. Only not. So that's great. And
you could also locate Tank on ashleymadison.com.
Yeah, I'm gonna break up your marriage. Okay, cool.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would've thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him, that's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him, that's that, come in, please buy more. What you want, a Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas, everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slaves. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. I throw these Maybach keys, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave, I know that we the new slave. I'm about to wild the fuck out, I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free, you niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts at me. You know that niggas can't read. Don't want some Maybach keys. Fuck your say la B. I know that we the new state. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with Ye. Y'all niggas can't fuck with Ye. I move my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporters so I can smash their recorders. Say that confuses with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try and lock niggas up. They try and make new state. See, that's that probably on prison. Get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house. I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse and in a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up. I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?